Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Have you ever had to have a difficult conversation with somebody that you just didn't want to have? Whether it was like you delivering a hard message of feedback to them about something that they did that bothered you, or it was giving them, you know, difficult information about something happened to a family member of theirs or a friend, and it was just a conversation you were looking at and you're like, ugh, I don't want to do this, I don't know how to do this, or you were just pissed and you're like, how do I do this without starting World War III? I got four ideas for you today. First one that comes to mind is that don't enter that conversation with whatever emotion you are feeling. But conversations are not about you, and you already know that. And whenever there's another person, it changes. It's not just 100% on you. It's this 50-50 game, right? Back and forth, back and forth. And I bet most of the major regrets that you've had in your past, or major conflicts that you had in your past, was because you were in your own emotion when you had it. Something pissed you off, you got fired up with somebody, right? Something came up and you were just upset about it, and you said something you wish you never said, you felt so terrible about it, and it made the conflict and the conversation 10 times harder because you were in your space, you were in your emotion, and you forgot it's like takes two to tango. So first rule is never enter a difficult conversation from a place of emotion that is just your own selfish emotion. Move into a service emotion, which is humility and kindness. Humility says, you don't know everything in the world. You're intelligent enough to think, you know what, maybe there's two sides to this story. Or it's humble enough to say, maybe I don't know exactly how to handle this, so I'm gonna go in under the radar. I'm gonna go in easy into this conversation versus coming out and saying, you did this, I hate you, or did you know that? So go in slow, have humility about the conversation. You don't know the whole story ever in any situation. And also bring in kindness to it. Know that any outcome that you want is not gonna come from, you know, barraging the other person with demands and requests and beating them down. That's never gonna win you a long-term relationship there or support. So enter everything from a place of kindness. If you can get yourself in that place saying, I don't know everything, I'm going to be kind because that's a value in my life. And not only is it a value in your life, there's a value in the conversation. Whatever you want, you're gonna get more of it by being kind than you are gonna be by being brutal on somebody. So first, step out of your emotion of selfish like concern, step into the emotion of service, and that's humility and kindness. Number two, big idea. Begin with the end in mind. How do you want them to feel at the end of the conversation? How do you want to feel at the end of the conversation? What would you love them to think, believe, or do at the end? And what do you want to think, believe, or do at the end? Like, always begin with that. People forget this all the time. They just have a spark of emotion or something they have to deliver, and they just deliver it without knowing where to go. And if you don't know where to go, you end up in 50 different sort of open alleys of conversation. You open all these loops of conversation that don't get closed. People get confused. Or you end up starting a fight that you didn't even know you were having because you just weren't clear on where you wanted to go. It doesn't mean that you'll always get there exactly, because again, humility says you're gonna learn together. But at least you'll have a sense of what feeling you want. Do you want her to trust you at the end of the conversation? Do you want him to know how you felt and that's all you're after? Like, what is it you really want at the end of the conversation? Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you gotta stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing.
That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now. Third, this is the important one. Try the XYZ pattern of delivering difficult conversations or making requests. It's this. You say, I saw or heard X, and you just describe the matter-of-factly. I saw you do this. I heard that you were doing that. I heard that you were saying this. Someone else was saying whatever. That's X. Y is how you felt. I saw you do that. I felt this way. I felt upset. I felt confused. I felt disrespected. I felt like you didn't, you know, honor what we talked about earlier. And then Z is your request. Can we talk about that? Which almost always should be the request. Never go to Z like, I want you to do this next time. Never solve the conversation before you have the conversation. It's very important. I saw you do X, I felt Y, so the Z. Or I heard this, I felt this, I'm worried you might feel this. I have to share with this with you. Are you ready? And just ask for permission. Most of the Z, most of the requests you have are not specific things you want yet. It's an entrance into the conversation. If you open the conversation and they feel like, oh, wow, this person's going to allow me to give my input into this. They're not coming to the conclusion. They're not accusing me. They're not dictating what I have to do. They're actually open to a conversation here. You'll do much, much better. And then the last idea, the fourth big idea, be more patient than you're used to. When you're dealing with anything difficult, including sharing bad information or bad news to somebody, go slow, let them have time to talk and feel it out. Just be patient. Don't feel like you have to be that type A person who resolves it, even if you're trying to do something well. You know, I remember years ago, I had to make a call to a good friend of mine and let him know that somebody in his family had passed away. It's the conversation you don't want to have, and it's a conversation I just immediately, when I found out, from someone who asked me to call this person and tell him the news. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is terrible. And I also knew this person who had passed away and deeply cared for them. So I was in a very emotional place. And, you know, of course, you want to be the first one to call and tell, but I was like, you know what? I better get myself in an okay place. So I walked out of my house. I walked around the block maybe 2, 3, 4 times and just thought about how I was feeling, about how he was going to be feeling, about how I would deliver that message. When I started that conversation, I started from a place of absolute kindness, knowing it didn't even matter what I was feeling. What mattered was how he was going to feel, because I was going to deliver something that was difficult. I began with the end in mind. I wanted him to know that by the end of the conversation, that he was loved, that he was supported, that I and our group of friends would do anything we could for him throughout the situation, that we'd be there every day, every moment for him, that we had his back in anything he had to change from his work life to deal with the situation to just his emotional life. I made sure that when I told him, I said, hey, you know, I got this call from somebody and it's gonna be very difficult. When I got the call, I have to share with you that I was really struck by it. I know it's going to bring you into a very emotional place right away. So are you in a place where you can hear something? I have something to share, and I'm sorry to be the person I have to share this with you. And he said, oh, yeah, I am. I said, okay. I said, well, I just heard that so-and-so passed. And I just waited. I didn't try to solve it. I heard someone passed away, and everything's going to be okay. I didn't say, someone just passed away, and here's how I feel. I didn't say, someone passed away, and I know you're feeling this. I just said, I heard that this person passed away. And I just waited. And there was several minutes before he said anything. And it was those several minutes that if I didn't think about that last piece, be patient, I wanted to jump in and make everything okay. But when you're delivering difficult messages, it's not about making everything okay. It's about starting the conversation. So I just waited. Finally, he reacted and, you know, he was emotional and we talked through that. We talked through my emotions and we just had a big heart to heart. And we had a moment to share some memories about this person that was like almost took away some of the pain. It was still there, but it was just like we could share something because I began with the end in mind thinking, I also want to share not only the knows it's okay, but this person was loved. And this person will be remembered. And that conversation got to be had because that was an intention. So all of this is wrapped up in, look, I don't think, you know, difficult conversations are ever easy, but if you can keep these 4 points in mind, you'll do a lot better next time, at least, especially if it's difficult news or difficult feedback.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own
not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.